Watch and Warn, an article by Wyatt Cieslka. Discerning God's Appointed. Earlier this year, the world watched as Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio, now Francis I, was elected as the leader of his church and its 1.2 billion adherents. Many wondered about the election process and have asked themselves the question, quote, how does God show his will about who should lead his people? If God has called you to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God and Savior of the world, you no doubt have the same question. How can we identify those whom God has set apart as his servants in his ministry today? Notice that Jesus Christ appointed the 12 apostles. Find this in Mark chapter 3 and verse 14. In turn, the apostles appointed elders to minister to the brethren. Acts chapter 14 and verse 23. Even for specific tasks, appointment rather than election is the biblical pattern. Notice that Christ appointed 70 disciples for a special ministerial task. Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. But also, notice, sadly, that there are false teachers who misguide their followers to their mutual peril. Acts chapter 20 and verse 29, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 5 through 7, 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. So, we must be careful to follow those whom God has truly appointed, and to follow, that is, imitate them as they follow Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Biblical examples. Born to Israelite slaves, Moses was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter and reared in the Egyptian court. God called Moses at the burning bush and commissioned him to free Israel from Egyptian bondage. Exodus chapters 2 through 4. Scripture says there was none more humble than Moses. You find this in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. So how did he become Israel's leader? He did not politic for the job, nor was he balloted into the position. God appointed him in a powerful and unmistakable way. Young David, who would become king of Israel, was considered so unimportant as the youngest of Jesse's 8 sons that he was not even brought to see Samuel at first. Yet, God plainly told Samuel to anoint David to serve as king over Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. David was not voted into office, and it is significant that he did not seek to hurry his appointment by attempting to usurp Saul or stage a coup. Instead, he waited until God removed Saul by death in battle. The example of Jehu, an army officer during the reigns of Ahab and Jeroboam, is equally instructive. Jehu was appointed to become king, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Scripture shows that God commissioned Elijah and then Elisha to anoint Jehu as Israel's king. Was this appointment the result of politicking? Or was it haphazard? Something the prophets did not know they were doing? Of course not. Note also that this anointing was for a specific purpose. It was not, for example, a general anointing for healing. See James chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. That Jehu chose to construe as a divine appointment to office. Rather, God gave his prophet a clear instruction which was carried out under authority and was even confirmed by specific and momentous prophecies intended to validate the anointing, that Ahab's house would perish and dogs would eat Jezebel on the ground of Jezreel. 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. When God appoints a servant, his decision is clear. God's pattern. God repeats this pattern throughout the Old and New Testaments. In the New Testament, we read of Jesus specifically and publicly selecting Peter, just as he did the other apostles. There was no self-willed campaigning for ordination, no rebellion against a previous leader, no balloting and no politicking for the job. His authority flowed from proper ordination to a specific office, not from assuming a coveted title. Similarly, the risen Jesus Christ specifically selected and appointed Saul, whom he struck down while on the road to Damascus, then trained for 3 years to serve as one of his apostles. Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. Scripture tells us that people can only come to Christ if the Father calls them. John chapter 6 and verse 44. Those whom God calls, He requires to spiritually come out of this world, which has been deceived by Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Every Christian is being called to enter a royal priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, to become a literal son of God, a spirit being, and member of the God family at Christ's return. Some whom God calls, He also appoints to distinct offices of service: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Interestingly, since the first generations of Christians, God has not called any prophets to serve in any administrative capacity in His church. Prophets are always found under the direction of some higher human authority, even as they deliver God's message. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As we have seen, God makes His calling to office clear, both by the process of appointment and by the fruits of that appointment. Those whom God has not appointed, but who desire an appointment, should keep in mind this warning by the Apostle James. Quote, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." This is quoted from James chapter 3 and verse 1. How will God's appointed ministers be judged? By their love for God, their love for His people, and their love for His law, their example of teaching the entire way of life that Christ taught. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. Those God has appointed speak according to the entire Bible, not according to their opinion or comfortable tradition. The Bible explains that those who do not teach according to all the law and all the testimony, the entire Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, do not have the light of Christ in them. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20, and John chapter 1 verses 1 through 8. These false teachers will even be accursed for attempting to add to or take away from God's sacred word. Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19. Faithful ministers of God are committed to the Great Commission to proclaim to the world the good news of the coming kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 24 verses 11 through 14. They strive to imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, teaching the way of life that He taught, based on God's law, founded on love for God and for each other. Matthew chapter 22 verses 36 through 40. Has God called you to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God and Savior of the world? If so, repent, rejoice, and thank God for your calling, and thank God for those whom He has appointed to teach and guide His church, to bring the spiritual body into the unity of the faith. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13.